Hi guys, and welcome back to Doing Motherhood Differently. I'm Brittany, and this week is all about maternal mental health. For those who don't know, the month of May is Mental Health Awareness Month, but it's also Maternal Health Awareness Month. And again, for those who don't know, maternal health is just any type of mental health issues experienced by a woman who's just given birth, whether it's postpartum depression, any kind of bipolar, any type of mood disorder that's considered a maternal mental health issue, but it is primarily depression. But these disorders and these issues can vary from mom to mom. So one of the reasons that I wanted to bring some light onto postpartum depression and talk about it is because with both of my kids, I suffered from postpartum depression. You know, being a mom is never easy. It's overwhelming. And if you don't recognize the signs of depression and ask for help, it can really take over your life. And with Eli, I didn't really recognize the signs. I just thought that I was sad because of the situation that I was in. But when I look back on it after I had my second son, I realized that, no girl, you had PPD. So like I said, I believe my PPD started when I had Elijah and I didn't know what was going on. So I really ignored the signs. My pregnancy with Eli was really exciting for me. I was really excited to be a mom. And when I found out that I was having a boy, I was even more thrilled because I come from a family of girls. I had three little sisters. We never had brothers. There were never boys in our family. So I was really excited to be a boy mom. But things with his dad and I were not good. He ended up going away to jail less than halfway through my pregnancy. So I had to experience a lot of things on my own or with my mom. And I was really embarrassed about it and I was really ashamed and I never told my mom where he was. I would make excuses for him as to why he wasn't there or, you know, that he was always busy. He wasn't there for the birth of my son. And I think it was in that moment I knew that I was going to have to raise Elijah on my own. I knew that I needed to tell my mom what was going on. And it made me sad to know that I was in it all on my own. Now, even though I did have my mom and I did have my sisters around me after the birth of Elijah, I was still really, really sad and I would cry all the time and I would have horrible mood swings. And then as Eli got older and we moved out onto our own, I wouldn't want to do anything. I would stay in the house all the time. And it was really hard because I was a single parent at the time. And all I would want to do is lay on my couch and eat. Like, that's all I wanted to do. But I knew I had a small child depending on me. And there was nothing, but there was still nothing that could bring me out of my funk. I was just really, really sad all the time. As Eli grew up, I kind of just learned to semi-deal with my emotions. And I kind of learned to mask the pain of depressions. Now, don't get me wrong, I was still sad and I was still frustrated and I was still overwhelmed, but I didn't really let it take over me. And I never did ask for help and I never told anyone what I was feeling. But it was nothing compared to how it was when he was first born. So when I got pregnant with Grayson, I was in a really good place in my life. I was in a happy, healthy, loving relationship. And I thought that this time things were going to be different because my situation was different. You know, I was with someone who was really happy to be a dad. I was with someone who was really happy to have a kid. And he went to every doctor's appointment. I even made him take that silly birthing class. And, you know, he was really involved. He was really, really hands-on. And that made me feel really, really good. When I had Gray, I was happy. You know, he was a beautiful baby. He's such a happy kid, but I still felt something. And it was still nagging inside of me that I'm sad right now. You know, I wouldn't want to eat. And I was really, really restless at night. And I was really sad. And I'll never forget this one time when Gray was first born. Norris was getting ready to leave to go take care of his business. And he was kissing me and Gray goodbye. And I just started to cry. Bawled my eyes out. And I know I freaked him out because he kind of looked at me and he was like, "Are you okay?" you know, and I knew that he had to leave. I knew that he had a business to handle. He had a business to run. I knew that I was going to be at home by myself, but I was still sad, and I didn't know why, and I just remember crying like, I'm okay. But I would still have these terrible mood swings, and I caused a lot of arguments between him and I for no reason at all. And looking back on it now, I was really going through it, and I thank God for giving me a man that was strong enough to handle all of that, because if he wasn't, he probably would have left me a long time ago. But I knew that there was something wrong, and I knew at the time that mental health was real, and I knew that I needed to talk to someone. Around the same time, and maybe even before then, and I just didn't recognize it, I also started experiencing really bad anxiety. Like, I get really bad anxiety. Excuse me. Even now, I still get really bad anxiety, and sometimes I'll have like a small panic attack where it feels like my chest is just closing in on me, and I can feel my heart beating outside of my chest. And it's, you know, anxiety is real, y'all. You know, depression is real. Mental health is all real. So the first thing that I did was I made an appointment to talk to my OB and to tell her what was going on with me. And she said, you know, it really does sound like you're dealing with postpartum depression. She said it's common in women who, you know, have just given birth. And I knew what postpartum depression was, because in 2017, you know, people talked about mental health. People talked about what was going on in their lives. So I knew what postpartum depression was. So she recommended a psychiatrist for me to see for additional counseling. And at my first appointment, my psychiatrist did ask me about my childhood and just a history of my life. And it was kind of in that moment that I realized that there were things that I had gone through as a child that were still deep inside of me that I had kind of pushed down and pushed away because, you know, you grow up, and I became a mom, and I just kind of pushed those feelings and what I had gone through, I pushed them to the side, and I never really dealt with them. You know, I didn't let those things kind of define me or take over my life, even though they are still very much affecting me. And she asked me if I'd ever talked to anyone about what I'd gone through, and I told her I did once as a child, and that was it. And the lady that I had talked to as a child, and I wasn't even like a young child. I believe I was in high school when I did see someone at this facility. And she was not the type of psychiatrist that I knew that I needed. She was not someone that I could relate to. She was not someone that I felt like would understand me. I went with my mom, and my mom was just like, this lady is not for us. And we never went back. And so I just never talked about it. I never talked about the things that I had gone through as a child. But she suggested that I needed to start there in order to delve deeper into what I was going through as an adult. A lot of people don't realize that if you have a pattern of depression, even before you have kids, it can be a trigger for you to have PPD once you do have kids. And I think for me, because of what I did go through and because I kind of had that depression in me from that, is that I didn't really realize that or recognize that I could have, you know, postpartum depression as an adult once I did have kids. One thing that my psychiatrist did, she did prescribe Zoloft for me, and I did start taking the Zoloft, and I was on it for about a month or so, but I really didn't like the way I felt when I was taking it. For me, I felt really foggy and out of it, and I just felt like my thoughts weren't clear, so I stopped taking it. And it's, you know, it's really not ha-ha funny, but it's a funny thing because someone that I knew, well, I didn't know them personally, but someone that I knew was taking Zoloft, and she was on a really high dosage, and she had just had kids, and she had postpartum depression as well. And she said that on her when she was on the Zoloft that she started hearing voices, and these voices were telling her to hurt her kids. And, you know, she had to be checked into a mental facility. And I kind of feel like that right there was like, girl, you don't need this. Like, you don't need nobody telling you what to do with these kids. You got enough people in your ear telling you what to do with your kids. So one thing that I do know for sure that helped me when going through this was having a supportive partner to talk to. And I know that me telling Norris how I was feeling and that I had him to talk to made our relationship so much better, and it's given me someone else to talk to. But let's not get it twisted. I still have my days when I'm sad and I'm overwhelmed and I'm frustrated. And those are typically the days when it's just me and the boys in the house alone. And I just get sad and I just get overwhelmed. You know, raising two small children is hard. And Elijah's not that small. He is almost 10. But because of his disorders, it's kind of made it, you know, I get overwhelmed and I get frustrated at times. And there are days when I cry and I have no idea why I'm sad. But I just can't let that feeling consume me. When I do feel out of it, I journal and I pray and I just kind of get out of my head. And let's not forget, I do drink my wine, y'all. Let's send me wine. But it was really hard for me. But it's nothing that I can't get through. And I know that for everyone, it won't be like this because we're all different. But this is how I've dealt with it. You know, I just feel like for me personally, having someone to talk to, whether it's a professional person or, you know, someone else in your life, but just being able to get out of your feelings and to get out of your head, like, it does make a difference and it does make everything, it will make you feel a little bit better, and it makes you feel like, okay, maybe I can get through this. Maybe there is light at the end of the tunnel. And I'm not even saying that you have to go on any type of medication, because medication might not be for everybody. Medication wasn't for me because I've seen the effects of different kinds of medications from dealing with Elijah and all the medications that he's been on. So I just kind of felt like it just really wasn't for me. So before I wrap up, I just want to say to anyone out there going through anything, it will get better. You know, all you have to do is ask for help. Go talk to someone. It's not a sign of weakness to ask for help. We all need help at some point, you know, and moms, we do have to stick together. You know, it's just a thing that moms have to do. Moms have to stick together. So if you see that mom out in a grocery store and her kid is spazzing out, she's got a toddler in the cart screaming for cookies, she's got an older child running through the aisles asking for cereal, asking to pick out cereal, that might be me. And just, you know, smile and tell me, sis, it's okay. You know, we got this. You know, my life is never easy. It really is just different. And I just want to thank you guys for tuning in and listening. And make sure that you're subscribed so that you don't miss out on any upcoming episodes. I do have a lot of really great things coming out. And happy Mother's Day. Happy upcoming Mother's Day to all the mothers that are out there. It is on Sunday. And, you know, I want everyone to have a great happy Mother's Day. Mothers are amazing. We couldn't do life without moms. So just happy Mother's Day to everyone. And if you ever want to reach out to me, you know, you can comment below, or if you follow me on Instagram, you can reach out to me on Instagram. But I'm always, you know, I'm always here to talk. If you have any questions, if you want to offer some support to me, or if you think you need some support, I'm always here. So thank you guys so much for listening, and I will talk to you guys next week. Thanks. Bye.